At the Nikolai checkpoint, I'm Lorelai Kinnean here with Hugh Neff. So we heard the trail was pretty rough coming into here from Roan. What do you have to say about the trail?
Similar to 2 years ago, we had the same circumstances. Little, you know, muskeg out there, not much snow. A little bumpy, but a little bit probably rougher on the human than the dogs. Yeah.
Now, you had an excellent Yukon Quest run earlier this year. Are you feeling pretty good coming this far into the Iditarod?
Yeah, but I was feeling pretty good until I read the Anchorage paper, and it said Hugh Neff, who's known to be a good Quest musher, but not a very good Iditarod musher. That was my bio. I was like, oh, okay. That's interesting to know.
Are you sticking to your schedule pretty much? Is this where you want to be coming into Nikolai?
Yeah, I have a lot of young dogs in this team that I really didn't want to put too big of runs on. This is the first big run they did. And unfortunately, I was having mechanical issues. So they did great, but I was having a nightmare with the sled. And anyway, you learn over the years not to get too competitive too early. You know, you got to just maintain and see how things look by the time you get to the coast.
With the article that you mentioned, someone saying that you're a good Quest musher. What do you think it'll take to get to the top spot this year?
Man, there's so many great teams, you know. It's going to be interesting finish to this race because everybody's sort of peaking. A lot of guys have been around the block. They know what they're doing. Obviously, this is Jeff last year, so I'm sure he's pretty keyed up. Hans has got a great team. Lance. I mean, there's, I don't know, 15 of us actually probably, so Sebastian. So it's just going to come down to which dog team can rest the best with the least amount, if that makes any sense. It's all about recovery period, you know? And I don't necessarily think it's going to be the most talented or fastest team that's going to win this race. It's going to be the team that can handle being on the trail the longest without losing its speed too much.
Now, you said you had trouble with your sled. What was going on? Was that through the part with no snow and lots of tussocks?
Yeah, I lost two sets of runner plastic. Lost one set, and then I put a new set on, and I lost that within the hour. And I only had this one set left, and it's pretty expensive graphite, and I wasn't going to waste any more money. I have a girlfriend all over me, so basically came in here for the last 4 or 5 hours with no runner plastic and a dog in the sled, so... I knew people were going to be passing me sooner or later, but the funniest part was the two guys that passed me are Jeff and Hans, and they actually passed me the same place they passed me 2 years ago. So it was total deja vu.
Anything else you'd like to share?
Oh, can't wait to get to Nome. Yeah. Nome's always where the action's at.
All right, reporting in Nikolai, I'm Lorelai Kinnean.